You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Good evening and welcome to Evening Walk on Dalal Street. This is the market closing podcast that Money Control brings to you. It gives you an idea of all that's transpired in the markets today.
An evening walk down Dalal Street.
Well, not exactly the Tuesday that we were expecting. A lot of nervousness or caution ahead of the RBI's monetary policy meet outcome. That happens tomorrow, by the way. That's a Wednesday. And of course, you'll find out more on the Money Control podcast that follow the announcement. But yes, to come back to what happened today, the bears certainly took control of Dalal Street in the second half of the trading session and pushed the index below its crucial psychological support level of 35,000. The Nifty too closed below its crucial support that was placed at 10,600, which only points in the direction of more pain. So yes, the Indian market did correct ahead of this outcome of the MPC meet, and the broader market took a hit after the Bombay Stock Exchange yesterday decided to bring 109 companies under surveillance, and this is also what dented the sentiment. Stocks which were brought under surveillance includes names like Reliance Naval and Engineering, Amtek Auto and GVK Power and Infrastructure. According to a circular from the exchange, 100% margins shall be applicable with effect from the 6th of June 2018 on all open positions as of the 5th of June 2018 and new positions created from the 6th of June onwards. And this is really what dented the market sentiment today. The S&P BSE Sensex closed 108 points lower, that's 0.3% down at 34,903, whereas the Nifty ended 35 points lower at 10,593. Sectorally, the BSE Energy Index gained about 0.2%, followed by the Oil and Gas Index, which ended 0.1% higher. On the losing side, and you had quite a few of those, the Telecom Index ended 3% lower, followed by the Capital Goods Index, which slipped 1.9%, and the IT Index, that was down 1.5% at close. Now, the broader index underperformed the benchmark indices, with the BSE Small Cap Index closing down 2.4% and the Mid Cap Index 1.2%. Top Sensex gainers today included names like Reliance India Limited up 0.9%, Tata Steel up 0.8%, HDFC up 0.7%, Maruti Suzuki that was up 0.6%, and HDFC Bank that was up 0.6%. So the HDFC twins performing, but not quite enough to sustain the momentum. And those that dragged the indices down, the top Sensex losers, included names like Coal India, down 2.3%. There was Bharti Airtel, that was down 2.1%. L&T was down 1.9%. And Dr. Reddy's Labs was down 1.8%. Yes Bank as well was down 1.8%. Moving on the evening walk on Dalal Street, I hope you have your umbrella with you because, well, the monsoon is around the corner. It's incidentally one of the reasons why the RBI is unlikely to change its stance and defer it to August, because until August you have enough time to factor in 3 points. One of them is the mixed trends in the CPI inflation data. Two is any changes to the MSPs to kharif crops. And three is a better outlook on the monsoons this year. But not to digress, to come back on the podcast to stocks in the news, Biocon hit a fresh 52-week high after Mylan Envy and Biocon announced that the FDA has approved Mylan's Fulphila, which is a biosimilar to Neulasta, which was co-developed with Biocon. But the stock paired gains towards the close of trade and ended 7.09% lower. IT stocks felt some pressure today on the back of a weak Indian rupee. And the rupee as we speak is at 67 rupees 17 paise against the greenback. And this is, like I said, on account of traders turning cautious ahead of the MPC. Sugar stocks had a pretty decent day. Balrampur Chini Mills ended up 3.1% higher. Mavana Sugars gained about 2%. Dwarakish Sugar Industries gained 2.2%. Avadh Sugar and Energy Limited was up 0.4%. And all of this came after a report that the centre is likely to announce an 8,000 crore package to help sugar mills clear pending payments to sugarcane farmers. Bharat Financial Inclusion Limited has said that it has received a no objection nod from the stock exchanges for its merger with private sector lender IndusInd Bank, and the stock gained 1.2%. Shares of Unichem Laboratories touched a 52-week low of 231 rupees 40 paise as the company received an Establishment Inspection Report or EIR from the US FDA. The stock closed 3.4% lower. Now, in other headlines of the day, India's services sector activity contracted for the first time in 3 months in May as new business orders stagnated and cost pressures intensified amid higher fuel prices. But there was a bright spot, and that was business sentiment was the strongest since Jan of 2015, rooted in expectations of improvements in demand conditions in the year that lies ahead of us. In the global markets, while the European indices seem to have fallen in the first few hours of trade, the background is, of course, trade fears that continue to impact global markets. The European Stoxx 600 was down 0.2%, London's FTSE was down 0.4%, but France's CAC was up 0.6%, and Germany's DAX has gained almost a little over a percent at the time of bringing you this podcast. Asian stocks trimmed their losses in the final hour of trade, with the Nikkei 225 gaining 0.2% to close. Hang Seng from Hong Kong gained 0.3%. The Kospi was also up 0.2% today. And with that, we've come to an end of our evening walk on Dalal Street. Have a great evening.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.